Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Prahlad Narsimha, Jaya Prahlad Narsimha, Prahlad Narsimha, Jaya Prahlad Narsimha. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Subhadra Mai, Jaya Sudarshana. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Adhirayet Nashta Praesho Bhadresho Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtakim Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे रीडिंग फ्रॉम टुडेज वर्स श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स अथवा अथाहम अंशभागेन अथाहम अंशभागेन देवक्याः पुत्रं शुभे देवक्या पुत्रं शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्यां पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि यशोदायां यज्ञां भविष्यसि। अथाहम् अंशभागेन देवक्यापुत्रस्तां शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि। Atha, therefore, aham, I, amshabhagena, by my plenary expansion, devakyaha, of Devaki, putranam, putram, putratam, the sun, shubhit, O all auspicious Yoga Maya, Prapsyami, I shall become Tvam, you, Yashodayam, in the womb of Mother Yashoda, Nandapatnyam, in the wife of Maharaja Nanda, Bhavishyasi, shall also appear. Translation by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O all auspicious Yoga Maya, I shall then appear with my full six opulences as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaja Nanda. Kindly repeat. O all auspicious Yoga Maya, I shall then appear with my full six opulences as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaja Nanda. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Amshabhagena is important in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 42nd verse, the Lord says, Athava bahu naitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishthabhyaham idam kritsnam ekamshena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Everything is situated as a part of the Supreme Lord's potency. In regard to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, Brahma played a part also, because on the bank of the milk ocean, he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. As a part was also played by Baladeva, the first expansion of Godhead. Similarly, Yogamaya, who appeared as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, also played a part. Thus, Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, and Shakti Tattva are all integrated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when Krishna appears, he appears with all his integrated parts. As explained in previous verses, Yogamaya was requested to attract Sankarsana Baladeva from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, and this was a very heavy task for her. Yogamaya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Sankarsana. Therefore, Krishna addressed her as Shubhe, auspicious, and said, be blessed, take power from me, and you will be able to do it. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can do anything, for the Lord is present in everything. All things being his parts and parcels, amshabhagena, and increasing or decreasing by his supreme will. Balarama was only 15 days older than Krishna. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya became the daughter of Mother Yashoda, but by the supreme will, she was not able to enjoy the parental love of her father and mother. Yashoda, father and mother. Krishna, however, although not actually born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, enjoyed the parental love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya was able to achieve the reputation of being the daughter of Mother Yashoda, who also became famous by the blessings of Krishna. Yashoda means one who gives fame. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langete grimya kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinatayanam vanchakatrubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So I'd like to request, beg and beseech all the esteemed Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis in this august assembly of devotees to kindly bless me so that I'm able to follow in the glorious footsteps of all the glorious devotees who have come here and enumerated on the pastimes of Lord Krishna before. So welcome to this wonderful festival of transcendental words of Srimad Bhagavatam, powerful words emanating right from the innermost recesses of our beloved Srila Prabhupada's heart, through which the fullest expression of his heart comes out. For myself, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the much awaited part of the morning program, especially because Srila Prabhupada time and again says that one must see the deities that we have. We must see the deities through the ears. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the most wonderful festival where we are able to do it time and again every day. Now Lord Shri Krishna says, Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. And that is precisely what we do here. Apart from that, Lord Vishnu famously says, Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhaktah bhaktah tatra tishthami narada. He says, my dear Narada, I do not reside in Vaikuntha. I do not even reside in the hearts of the yogis. Then where does he reside? He resides in those places where his pure devotees chant and discuss his form, pastimes and qualities. And besides this, Srila Prabhupada says very importantly, that because of the presence of the Lord in the form of the transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear and anxiety. There is no fear and anxiety. One living entity does not fear another. By hearing the holy names and glories of the Lord, a person executes pious activities. Shrinvatam svakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtanaha. Thus, his material hankerings immediately stop. So here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada very importantly says that, as explained in previous verses, Yogamaya was requested to attract Sankarsana, Baladeva, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, and this was a very heavy task for her. Yogamaya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Sankarsana. Now why is Yogamaya feeling so diffident and hesitant naturally because she has to attract the first expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's Baladeva, who is holding all the material universes, the entire material universe is being held on his hoods. And simultaneously, he is glorifying the Lord's pastimes unlimitedly from an unlimited past time since immortality and is still continuing. So she has a very heavy task of having to attract such a great personality. Now, why is Lord Balarama arriving on the scene in the first place? He is doing so out of love. As we all know, in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, Lord Balarama, Baladeva appears as Lord Lakshmana. And when Lord Ramachandra goes to the forest, Lakshmana is inseparable. He wants to do everything possible to ensure the comfort of Lord Ramachandra. So he clears the way, he makes the grass huts in Chitrakuta whenever it is required. He also, Ramayana says, I've heard, stayed awake for the entire duration in which Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita were in exile. And only then did he bat an eyelid. So that is the immense love that Lord Balarama has for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is why he appears out of love. Now, secondly, why is Yogamaya being engaged by Krishna for this task? The reason this query arises is because I generally think that paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanataya sambhavami yoge yoge. Whenever the Lord wants to appear to protect his devotees and annihilate the miscreants, he can do so, Prabhupada says, just by his willing. He doesn't need to come. So just by Krishna's desiring, things can happen and do happen. Then why is this happening? Simple reason, Srila Prabhupada says, he gives the example of a rich man. Prabhupada says a rich man can afford to have a lot of servants and he wants service out of them. That is why this is happening. Now we all know that engagement is very, very important in every one of our lives. We are all eternal beings and we need eternal engagement. As one senior devotee, His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu, said in our Bhakti Shastri class, he said 5-10% of the activity is only preaching. Preaching is only 5-10% of the activity. The major portion of the activity is to engage the souls in Krishna's service. So this is what Krishna is doing directly here. He is engaging mercifully, very mercifully engaging Yashoda, Yogamaya in his service. So right at the start, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita as it is and says, but what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So to give the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam a precursor to why Lord Shri Krishna appears and how wonderful and powerful is he, this is why Srila Prabhupada quotes this particular verse from Bhagavad Gita. Now, this verse, we have to understand that Srila Prabhupada has a particular vision, and I, from my limited perspective, have also a perspective of Lord Krishna as the maintainer and sustainer. Now, this is something very new I learned while preparing for this class. In the purport to Bhagavad Gita 10 chapter 42nd verse, Srila Prabhupada says, from the most gigantic entity, do you know whom Srila Prabhupada is referring to as the most gigantic entity? The most gigantic entity. Who is Srila Prabhupada referring to? Ananta Shesh, okay. He is gigantic, no doubt. However, any other guesses? Who? Vishwarupa, okay. That's another very good guess. Any other? Sorry? Kurmavatara. Lord Brahma. Yeah. Ikshvaku Prabhu knows the Bhagavad Gita inside out. So, actually, for me, also, this was a surprise. Prabhupada says Lord Brahma. I said, how is he gigantic? So this was a new learning from me. Of course, Beat Vishwarupa, Ananda Shesh, they are all gigantic. But Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Brahma, the most gigantic entity down to the smallest, and all are existing because the Lord has entered each and every one of them and is sustaining them. I generally perceive this in this way. For me, the most gigantic entity in this world, on this planet, as I perceive it, is the whale in the oceans. It's huge. By tonnage and by size, it's huge. And when it comes to the smallest, I look at microorganisms, that is bacteria or algae, which we can see in a microscope on a petri dish. So that was my perspective. So when I saw this, what Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Brahma being the most gigantic, that was really surprising to me. Then, in terms of sustainer, Srila Prabhupada says from Lord Krishna's energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion, the whole world is maintained. So it is this Krishna whom Yoga Maya is asking, Lord Krishna, how shall I do this task, engage this task of moving Lord Balarama from this womb to that womb? So immediately Krishna says, Yogamaya, you are Shubhe, you are auspicious, be blessed, take power from me and you will be able to do it. This is the power and importance of Krishna's and Vaishnava's blessings. Immediately, Srila Prabhupada gives a very powerful blessing to each and every one of us. Immediately, if you see in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, he is giving a blessing. The blessing is, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can do anything, for the Lord is present in everything, all things being his parts and parcels, amshabhagena, and increasing or decreasing by his supreme will. Very interesting. Now, since ours is a preaching movement, each one of us is blessed with certain amounts of intelligence or beauty or strength or memory or wealth. The only thing is that we should ensure that it is engaged in the service of the Lord, since it originates and emanates from the Lord. Now I'll give you a simple example in my own life. When I was preaching in South India a couple of months ago, wherever one is, the process is very simple. See, undoubtedly distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is very, very valuable. It is essential, no doubt. It gives a lot of satisfaction, but personally I'll tell you something which gives even more satisfaction, and this is startling. Something that gives even more satisfaction. This process involves Janma Satakuri and Karo Paropakar simultaneously. It is not split up, it is simultaneous, and I'm going to speak from my own personal experience. When I was in South India, I was with a team of people, professionals. I had my own place, my own cabin, and I would have one or two people come at a time individually and sit with me, and I would cultivate them and I would get cultivated myself. How? Very simple. We would start off by chanting a single round of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on beats. After that, this person across the table would have one copy of Srila Prabhupada's books, a book, any small book. Especially, I would take the Back to Godhead. Since I was in Tamil Nadu, it is called Bhagavad Darshanam. And I must say this, that their dedication to publish that Bhagavad Darshanam in Tamil is phenomenal. They put their heart and soul. It is like that Bhagavad Darshanam, Back to Godhead, is all and everything for a group of devotees, and they really do a lot in terms of fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire that
the quality of the paper should be first class. Prabhupada wanted it better than Time Magazine or The Week or any of those. And in terms of the content also, very good content and lot of full page, glossy Krishna art. So I would sit here and this devotee would sit. This devotee would read a paragraph, this person, not aspiring devotee, me also aspiring devotee, but more newer than me to Krishna consciousness. So this person would read, I would listen, and I don't know how to read Tamil, by the way. So I would keep a copy, but I can understand Tamil. So I would translate it in my mind, and any doubts, I would ask that person, can you explain what this means to me? I learned a lot of words in the Tamil vocabulary by doing that. This is very powerful. Why I'm saying this is, this can be replicated in any language, in any part of the world. Now he would do this, I would hear like this, then whatever he has read, whatever strikes me from Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has spoken relevant to that, I would share with this person across the table. This person would listen. Then this went on for 2 months, 3 months. As time passed by, this person started exchanging what he had heard and read from Srila Prabhupada's Back to Godhead. He started exchanging with me. So he started inspiring me with Srila Prabhupada's words. So which means to say, things started rubbing on to him. Then devotees there have done another very phenomenal thing which everybody needs to know. They have come up with Srila Prabhupada's audio, Vani lectures, maybe a few hundred plus. And what they've done is sentence by sentence translation, which means they will take a sentence of Srila Prabhupada in English and then immediately give the corresponding translation in Tamil. And like this, this would go. Srila Prabhupada speaks and the devotee translates it in Tamil. Srila Prabhupada speaks and the person translates in Tamil. So I happened to come across this, and it's there on ISKCON Desiretory. Anybody can download it. So I shared it with this person, and this person began to hear. I kept encouraging him, keep hearing this. And the first day he heard, the next day he came back and he said, I have never heard a voice like this. This great personality has to be genuine, because this personality, Srila Prabhupada, of whom I have never heard before. By the way, in those parts of India, I'm not even talking about the rest of the world. In India, in South India, in those parts, people haven't even heard of our most dear most and beloved Srila Prabhupada. They haven't. So he said, I have come to know of him. And I can see that this person is truthful from his vibration, from the vibration of his voice. By the way, in the place I was, truth is something which is very scarce to be found. Life runs on untruth. At the drop of the hat, people will tell falsity, lies. So this for this person, it was a kind of a new thing. Everywhere cheating happens, and these are things I'm learning as we go by. You know, in practical preaching, we learn a lot of things. So for him, it was a big thing. So he started hearing Prabhupada's lectures and in this way, and reading Bhagavad Darshanam. And then this happened, this continued for about 4 months. After reading, what I would do is, we would again chant one round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads. And then I would give them some Ganga water, which gets packaged here in Sriram Mayapur. It gets sent to our ISKCON Chennai center, where Ikshvaku Prabhu had also been some months ago. I met him, saw him there. So it comes all the way from Mayapur. And the kind of people I was dealing with, forget coming all the way to Sriram Mayapur. These people don't even go cross 50 kilometers to the nearest metro, that is Chennai, because their lives are so jam-packed with work and house. They hardly get to go to any other place. So I told him, this water, holy water, is coming from the holiest of holy river, Ganga. It is coming from around 1,500 kilometers away. So he made, you know, his interest peaked, and he said, "Thank you so much." Actually, to be frank, in Tamil Nadu, there may be some sacred rivers, but Kaveri is a very sacred river that is there in Karnataka. But in Tamil Nadu, probably there are, but I don't know of any particular ones. So this person is getting Ganga water all the way from Shridham Mayapur, out there, where he hasn't even heard the name of Srila Prabhupada. And after this, I would weekly go to ISKCON Chennai. They keep packed prasadam ready. So I would purchase packed prasadam and bring it. And after doing this, I would give him some prasadam, and I would give him extra prasadam to take home for his family members. So very simple process. Can everybody do this? Is it simple? Now remember, as I started, I said, not just does Srila Prabhupada's book distribution give Mataji's in ecstasy just by hearing this. Not just does it give satisfaction distributing Prabhupada's books, but this gives even more satisfaction. Try it. I tell you, it's enriching and fulfilling. Because simultaneously, both things happen. One, our own Janma Satyakari happens first, and Karo Paropakar, reading Prabhupada's books, happens for both. Then, this is something very important. Study circles need to be formed. Based on this, we have Bhakti Shastri and all these wonderful courses. That is wonderful. But devotees really need to get together and form study circles. It is as simple as that. Two devotees is enough. But it has to be done on a scheduled, regular basis. Get together, take any, even the smallest of books of Srila Prabhupada, even if you do just one page a day, just one page, don't think big, just one, even half a page, one paragraph, it'll work wonders. Now, in the same place I was, since Janmashtami is just 20 days away from us, the easiest way to please Lord Krishna is by pleasing cows. I used to do something very practical. I'm sure some of you are also doing, but I haven't seen many devotees do it, and that is why I'm speaking about this. I used to carry, and I still carry, some chapatis, some bananas, and some jaggery. Cows love the combination of chapatis and jaggery. It is like pure nectar to them. Chapati and jaggery, they just love it. They're in cloud nine if they get that. And carry some bananas. And the place I was, these poor cows were so desperate. I was in an industrial area, mind you, and it has very less of grass. But there is a residential area nearby where they keep cows, and these cows are let loose, and they used to, in the hot blazing sun in the afternoon, come for grazing whatever little grass there was. And mind you, from my experience of cows in the Gurukul Goshala, I used to go and try and give them something on a day-to-day basis when I was attending Bhakti Shastri. They would always prefer a shaded area than a sunspot. They always prefer cool area than a sunny area. So if these cows in that part of South India were grazing for fodder at that time, hot noon, imagine how desperate they should have been. So I used to carry, and I purposely, at times when these cows were seen in front of shops which were selling bananas, people would just be having their cup of tea or smoking a cigarette or having their gossip, and these cows along with their calves would be looking expectantly, please give me something. And I would purposely go into that shop, buy a few bananas, maybe if bananas are not available I would get a biscuit packet, and feed the cow and a calf in front of them so that I set an example. And I would tell them also, can't you do this little much for a cow and calf that is coming in front of your shop? You're just looking, can't you do that? And most of the times the response I would get is, we will certainly do it from next time. We will certainly, in fact, one time a person immediately went to a store, bought more bananas and fed those cows. If you did this, whoever is not doing it, trust me, this will spread. I would say it is the worst thing possible that when a cow and a calf comes in front of a home and is looking expectantly at the people inside, because cows have an inherent built-in relationship with human beings. They are dependent on human beings. If the people don't feed the cow and calf and just shoo it away, they really can't have a heart, possibly. Steel-framed heart. So let us set an example. Now, Srila Prabhupada says everybody has some talent or ability. In that famous video lecture with Vishnu Jan Maharaj, Vishnu Jan Maharaj asks, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left his work unfinished. Prabhupada immediately says, so that we can complete it. So immediately Prabhupada says, everybody has some talent, I am saying. So we just have to engage and dovetail whatever Krishna has given in his service. Now, I always used to wonder, why? Why do we need to do this? Krishna is Atmarama, right? He's self-sufficient, is it not? Brahma Samhita even goes to say, Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, which means that millions and billions of Lakshmis are eagerly serving Lord Vishnu every moment. Then why, what need does he have for me to serve him? I always had this. And Prabhupada says, what can you give Krishna? Krishna has everything. Until sometime last week, when I came across this particular thing from Srila Prabhupada.
That we have lost our divorce and faith in God. So he is begging there for that love and faith, not your money, because he is already opulent. What can give it? And what belongs to you? Everything belongs to God, Krishna. Krishna is full. Why is begging? Is begging your love. He is in need of your love because you have forgotten how to love God, how to love Krishna.
So interestingly, Prabhupada says, Krishna is begging for your love. This was the first time I came across this. And for anybody who has a tender heart, a pliable heart, you just can't help but respond to this clarion call by our dear most beloved Srila Prabhupada, who is the transparent via medium of Lord Sri Krishna, who is saying, Krishna is begging for the love, because the only thing that each one of us has, you and I and every one of us has, is that one and only exclusive relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. We don't have anything else in our possession, and that we are closing our eyes to. So Krishna, that Krishna, whom a few days ago, the first thing I saw in a Facebook post, Srila Prabhupada says, this Krishna is so merciful that in Vaikuntha he gives opulences equivalent to himself. Be it strength, beauty, intelligence, you name it, everything equally gives. Only difference is, he keeps a small streak of hair to represent Mother Lakshmi. That is all. And the same Lord Vishnu, in Goloka Vrindavan as Krishna, he is equally merciful, magnanimous and kind. And the only difference is, Srila Prabhupada says, is that he is slightly blackish in complexion. That is all. Now, when these two combine for me, this is the Krishna, and this Krishna is begging for our love. I said, I will and I must, and everybody who hears this must respond to this in the fullest extent possible. How to do this practically, we will see. Now, this is something very important. I just now played a clip from WhatsApp that I got, and I also shared with you something I got from Facebook. Now, a senior devotee a decade ago shared his perception that everything that we have in this world, if you see, until Srila Prabhupada appeared on this planet, until 50 to 100 years ago, we didn't have the tube light, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have radio, we didn't have telecommunications, we didn't have any of these. But it is exactly during the nearness of the advent of Srila Prabhupada that all these things Krishna began to supply. Interestingly, question is why? The reason is, the one and only reason is, it is meant wholly and solely for the propagation of the most munificent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Hare Krishna Sankirtana movement, where we all come together and sing and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Time and again, Srila Prabhupada says, utilize whatever time you have to make a thorough study of my books, then all your questions will be answered. Secondly, every one of you must regularly read our books at least twice, in the morning and in the evening, and automatically all questions will be answered. Here I must mention, I'm very grateful and glad that we have the Srimad Bhagavatam class here in Srila Mayapur. However, we are missing something in the evening. Can you guess what it is? What is it? Exactly, which was not happening even in Sridham Vrindavan, but Prabhupada's glorious disciple, Her Grace Parvati Mataji, who recently passed away, she was responsible for rekindling the Bhagavad Gita classes, and they are going on in full swing even now after her departure. Shouldn't we have it here in Sridham Mayapur? Shouldn't this very place be the venue for an English Bhagavad Gita class in the evenings, just as it happens in Sridham Vrindavan at 5 p.m. every day without fail? Yes or no? Yeah. So, in connection with this, we must understand that Srila Prabhupada's gift to us, transcendental gift to us, are his transcendental words, which are our all and everything. Srila Prabhupada used to say time and again that I have shed 200 gallons of blood for every individual I have tried to make a devotee. Now, I always understood that Prabhupada is speaking in terms of the energy he put into that individual. But recently in a conversation or a lecture, I heard Srila Prabhupada specifically address this and says, this 200 gallons is nothing but the conversations, the lectures, and everything that I am giving you. It is these. Every single word that is emanating from the lotus lips of His Divine Grace is a part of the 200 gallons or more of blood that He has and is shedding for us even today. So, what is expected of us is that we must become very thoroughly conversant with everything that Srila Prabhupada gives. It is not possible, I repeat, not possible if we simply try to make a systematic study. The reason being, from my own personal example, I'll tell you, I have tried time again to do this, but something or other would come in. As we have all experienced in our lives, something or the other would come in. Some person would come in, some phone call, some engagement, some preaching engagement, this, that, something will come, and my flow of that study would get broken. There was a time when I was trying to go through all of Prabhupada's letters. I probably finished one volume, and that reminds me again, in 1995 when Srila Prabhupada's centennial happened, the BBT did a wonderful thing of coming up with what is known as the Vedic Encyclopedia. Some of you might be aware of that, which means it had 20, 30 odd volumes of Srila Prabhupada's conversations here. It had 20 plus volumes of Srila Prabhupada's letters. It had 11 plus volumes of the collected lectures of Srila Prabhupada from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, it is no longer in print. How we wish it was. But no problem. Devotees have done a wonderful thing for us. There is a wonderful website called A Day in the Life of Srila Prabhupada. I repeat, just go to Google, type this, it's a Vanipedia webpage. A Day in the Life of Srila Prabhupada. It has, throughout 1966 to 1977, on that particular day and date, wherever Srila Prabhupada was, it gives brief synopsis of what Prabhupada spoke in his lectures, in his room conversations, in his morning walks, in his letters. I tell you, if not for this, it is impossible for us, capital I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, not possible for us to go through the length and breadth of the vast ocean, shoreless ocean of Srila Prabhupada's words, which we must and should do to do justice. You know, Prabhupada just now spoke, Krishna is begging for your love. This is how we reciprocate, by getting to know everything, to some extent, everything that Srila Prabhupada has to say. This has to be done on a daily basis. It takes anywhere from minimum 1 hour to 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Depends on how much time you can give. Minimum half an hour one needs to give to this. So, apart from this, there is another thing, Krishna art, which is Srila Prabhupada famously used to say, are the windows to the spiritual world. I can't overestimate how important transcendental art is, Krishna art is. This painting was the very first painting I saw in an ISKCON center, which captivated my imagination. It just captured me. Beautiful. They generally speak of the Mona Lisa smile and Raphael and this guy and that guy. And when I saw this, I said, people have to be blind. People literally have to be blind, because this is real beauty. This is real transcendental beauty. And the moment I saw it, I could understand it is not from this world. It is from another world. So what I'm trying to say is, the other day after His Grace Jananivas Prabhu completed his class, Prabhuji here asked a question to Mataji. Mataji, how come Mother Rohini had a child, even though Vasudeva and Devaki were in the prison? So then, you know, jail. And he kept saying, jail, 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 jail. No, they were in a jail. And Mataji also said, yes, jail. I've been to Mathura. I've been to that place. There's an underground tunnel. It's a jail. Then I immediately said, Mataji, Prabhu, do you remember that transcendental art from the Krishna book, where Mother Devaki is in a place, supposedly arrested, and she's in beautiful dress, and it is like not 5-star, 10-star accommodation. You know, you've seen that? And immediately Mataji snapped, yes, it doesn't look like a prison. And immediately then she said, they must have had visitation rights. People would have been allowed to visit them for prolonged spans of time, and this is how things happen. So, as they rightly say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So it is very essential to go through these paintings on a daily basis. So I request devotees, this is a wonderful publication that can be carried. It's very handy. It's from ISKCON, our ISKCON Vrindavan temple. And just 5 more copies are available here in the Sankirtan bookstore. I got one to show you all. But in case you don't get it, I'm sure the 5 copies will run out immediately after this class. But for those of you who don't, when you visit Vrindavan this Kartik, when you visit us, please ensure you drop by into the matchless gift store and get a copy of this. It is very handy, and it's very essential. Every night before going to sleep, I have an app which I downloaded from ISKCON Desire Tree. It's called Krishna Art. It's available, it's free, you can download it whoever wants. Please get that. I meditate on one transcendental art before going to sleep. It is very powerful. I do this apart from reading Krishna book every night. Apart from this, for those who are really serious, back there in ISKCON Vrindavan, whenever you visit it, I'm sure Karthik, many of you will, I'm going to share with you something that is wonderful and very few devotees know. There is a wonderful devotee there by name Yashoda Mai Mataji. How many of you have heard of her? Yashoda Mai Mataji. Okay, see, I told you very few have known. So, she runs a wonderful program. She once in a while gives classes in Prabhupada's room. She has a very graphic way of presenting Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Now, you can, even sitting here in Mayapur or anywhere in the world, subscribe to her daily Bhagavatam newsletter, which contains a lot of colorful graphics, text, highlighted words, important points are underlined, and comparisons and structures are given. Every day it will come into your inbox, just one verse, very wonderfully done. I will share with you her email ID, very simple, yashodamai1@gmail.com. If you want, you can approach me later, I'll share it with you again. This is something you can do, it will really enhance. This is the way we can respond to Lord Krishna's call of begging us for our love. This is how we reciprocate. Now, the last time I checked, to do all these things I mentioned, a day in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna art, Yashoda Mataji, or attending classes in Mayapur. And by the way, after attending class in Mayapur, I need and must do a recap the same day so that I remember the points the next day when I come back to class here. So it consumes time. Evening, there is a Nagar Sankirtan, beautiful Nagar Sankirtan happening here. We have the morning program and evening we have a reading. So morning to evening to night, how time flies, we don't even know. To do this, the last time I checked, I needed 29 hours instead of 24. That means I have a deficit of 5 hours every day. That means just as Lord Krishna is engaging Yoga Maya, he has already given more than enough for each and every one of us. We just need to take advantage, that is all. So, if we do all of this rapidly and increasingly and become Krishna conscious, we can go back home, back to Godhead at the end of this very life. And Srila Prabhupada says in a lecture I heard day before yesterday, he says, I am not flattering you. Lord Krishna says this himself. So, thank you all very, 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 very much. Should there be any quick queries, clarifications, corrections, you are welcome. Anything? Any questions? Any clarifications? Okay. Ah, yes, Mataji.
Haribo, thank you for your class, Prabhu. Can you give us some guidance about how can we elaborate a program for children, like Srimad Bhagavatam class for children, or something like that to engage children? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's a wonderful, please don't leave, just give me 5 more minutes, because I have prasadam and a transcendental gift for each and every one of you. So I'll just answer this quickly. First thing, Mataji, there is a wonderful website which I saw a Mataji in Houston is running. It has Srimad Bhagavatam customized for children, and she has done this over a period of time, and there are many, many posts there. It will come very valuable for you in terms of children that you are asking. How to make Srimad Bhagavatam approachable for children? However, mind you, Srila Prabhupada is very categorical on this. He says, children, the moment they are able to read and write, just give them my books and let them try to understand. We don't need to dilute it. But still, since you are asking from a children-friendly way, since I know of it, I am saying that this Mataji has this website. I don't remember that website anything, but I'll check it up and let you know later. This website exists. So she has all these posts, and she, based on these posts, she conducts Srimad Bhagavatam classes for children. That is one. So Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi. That means learned circles admit that for a person to be acknowledged as learned, that person must be learned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So if a child is conversant with Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book, that child is going to do very, very well in life. Then in terms of children's training, they can have small kirtans, they can do small plays, like that. And there are many plays in the Folio Veda base that are customized for children. There are fun schools, Sunday fun school, they call Prahlad schools, where children come and dedicated teachers sit, and they are made to do simple activities, very simple. You know, just make them chant one round of Hare Krishna, make them sing one, there are fun activities with PowerPoint presentations which you can get on ISKCON Desiratory. If you visit ISKCON Desiratory, there's a children's section, these are there. Apart from that, the most easiest way of getting a child's attention, and we are all children in one sense of the term, is Krishna Prasad. So we do all this, one round of japa, Srimad Bhagavatam little bit, Krishna book little bit, and have some fun activity and give them tons of prasadam. I think that is your children's program in as short as I can say. We can speak a lot about it, but in short and sweet, this is your thing. Thank you. Okay, now, before we go on to the prasadam bit, I have a small booklet for each one of you. This is an extract from Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. It has the 64 qualities of Krishna. Now, we have 20 days to the run-up of Janmashtami. So what I do, I am requesting you to do, which is, you see, this is a pocket-friendly book or a purse-friendly book, so you can always carry it around. Whenever you bump into a devotee, whenever you meet a devotee in the day, in the course of a day, just open this, pick up one quality of Krishna, you read it. Prabhu and I have done it once. Patita Pavan Prabhu and Nitai Gaur Prabhu and I myself have done this once. You remember, Prabhu? Yeah, very simple activity. I read one, you read one. You read one, the other devotee reads one. Like this, if in a single day you do just two or three qualities of Krishna, by the time Janmashtami appears, you would have finished this small booklet. Is it possible to do it? Is it possible to do it? Will you do it? Thank you so much. So there is one for each one of you here. Kindly take. And there is some prasadam as well, some coconut sweets that I have. So kindly take that. And thank you all so very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.